Hello, I'm Gary Robey. Welcome to this call to worship. God's discipline, chastening, and His correction is our topic for today.
Still my soul, the Lord
Thank you, Heavenly Father, that we have confidence in the fact that you chasten those that you love, every one of your children. As we go through these times of correction, Lord, help us to recognize your hands, to see your fingerprints on the events around us. No chastening is ever comfortable. Give us strength to endure, wisdom to recognize what we need to learn, and what we need to change in our lives. Then, God, allow us the opportunity to share these opportunities for growth experiences with others in order to edify them. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness in our lives.
You shall cross the barren desert, but you shall not die of thirst. You shall wander far in safety, though you do not know the way.
You shall speak your words in foreign lands, and all will understand. See the face of God and live. Be not afraid. I go before you always. Come, follow me, and I will give you. Through raging waters in the sea, you shall not drown. If you walk amid the burning flames, you shall not be harmed. If you stand before the power of hell and death is at your side,
go before you always. Come,
You're listening to A Call to Worship.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence, my light. Be thou my wisdom, and thou my true word. I
my lips shall praise thee, thus will I.
Thank you for listening to this call to worship. And special thanks to those of you who have written to us, sent a message to us from our website, or have stopped by our Facebook page. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry as you're led. If Call to Worship is a blessing to you, please consider a donation to help keep this on your local station. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. Again, that address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. You will find us online at www.calltoworship.us. You're able to make a contribution safely and securely right there on our website. And if you miss a portion of today's program, you're able to listen to this program as well as other past programs right there on our website. That website address again is calltoworship.us. Thank you again for listening today to Call to Worship.
His love and joy will abound. Where there is Jesus, His perfect peace is found. Where there is Jesus, there will be hope and light for all to see. I have looked around the world to find my place in life, and of all the oceans I have crossed and mountains I have climbed, I finally found the answer is simply where I stand. 'Cause life begins with Jesus once we take His hand. Where there is Jesus, His love and joy will abound. Where there is Jesus, His perfect peace is found. Where there is Jesus, there will be hope and light for all to see. Where there is Jesus, there will I be. Jesus is always there for us, guiding us within. So when others see us, they will see Him. For where there is Jesus, His love and joy will abound. Where there is Jesus, His perfect peace is found. Where there is Jesus, there will be hope and light for all to see. Where there is Jesus, there will I be.
greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to saints and angels' song. the love of God.
God's discipline is also referred to as correction and chastening. My child, don't reject the Lord's discipline and don't be upset when He corrects you. For the Lord corrects those He loves, just as a father corrects a child in whom he delights. Those words from Proverbs chapter 3. Although His discipline and correction are just, we can't possibly know and understand why and how He sends His loving discipline our way. I know the thoughts that I have toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Those words from Jeremiah 29. And in Isaiah 55, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord." God had carefully planned correction for the children of Israel. Here's an overview found in Deuteronomy chapter 8. "Be careful to obey all the commands I'm giving you today. Then you will live and multiply, and you will enter and occupy the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors. Remember how the Lord your God led you through the wilderness for these 40 years, humbling you and testing you to prove your character and to find out whether or not you would obey his commands. Yes, he humbled you by letting you go hungry and then feeding you with manna, a food previously unknown to you and your ancestors. He did it to teach you that people do not live by bread alone. Rather, we live by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. For all these 40 years, your clothes did not wear out, and your feet didn't blister or swell. Think about it. Just as a parent disciplines a child, the Lord your God disciplines you for your own good. So, obey the commands of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and fearing him." We should receive the Father's instruction humbly and, as it is directed to us, in love. "Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." Those words found in 1 Peter 5. From Hebrews 12, "Think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people. Then you won't become weary and give up. After all, you have not yet given your lives in your struggle against sin. And have you forgotten the encouraging words God spoke to you as his children? He said, 'My child, don't make light of the Lord's discipline, and don't give up when he corrects you. For the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes each one he accepts as his child.' As you endure this divine discipline, remember that God is treating you as his own children. Whoever heard of a child who is never disciplined by its father? If God doesn't discipline you as he does all of his children, it means that you are illegitimate and not really his children at all. Since we respected our earthly fathers who disciplined us, shouldn't we submit even more to the discipline of the Father of our spirits and live forever? For our earthly fathers disciplined us for a few years, doing the best they knew how. But God's discipline is always good for us, so that we might share in his holiness. No discipline is enjoyable while it's happening. It's painful, but afterward there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way." Folks, when you sense the Lord is correcting you, thank him for his love. Ask him to make his instructions clear to you so that you will learn what you need to learn, so you will grow in his grace and his knowledge of him. As you grow, your faith will be strengthened as you see God's fingerprints on the events surrounding you. And you will be able to encourage your brothers and sisters with what you have learned.
Thank you. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day.
God is so good. God is so good.
Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire.
He's so good to me.
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
He's so good to me. God is good to me. He's so good to me. God is good to me.
Rainbow through the rain.
Our call to worship today has focused on chastening God's discipline. I'm happy that you joined us and pray that this program is helpful to you. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that helps keep Call to Worship right there on your local radio station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page and visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. You can also listen to programs and find other valuable information, including a list of songs that you hear on this program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified an eternal covenant with his blood, may he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you, through the power of Jesus, every good thing that is pleasing to him. All glory to him forever and ever. Amen.
His amazing love is a perfect love. It's so far above our understanding. It's the purest form of love that the world has ever known. Yet God's amazing love has changed my heart within. His amazing love, proven time and time again, has never failed to mend a heart that was breaking, and ever reaching out. Though the cost of love was great, yet God's amazing love is still changing lives today. Giving us the hope to live. searching, ever seeking.